Translation: In all the villages through which the Lord passed, and in all the places he rested on his journey, everyone was purified and awakened to ecstatic love of God. I'm also reading the next two verses and translation in purport. Translation: When someone heard the chanting of the holy name from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone else heard this chanting from that second person, and someone again heard this chanting from the third person, everyone in all countries became a Vaishnava through such disciplic succession. Thus, everyone chanted the holy name of Krishna and Hari, and they danced, cried, and smiled. Purport: The transcendental potency of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is herein explained. First, the holy name is vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When someone hears from him directly, he is purified. When another person hears from that person, he also is purified. In this way, the purification process is advanced among pure devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no one can claim his potency. Nonetheless, if one is a pure devotee, hundreds and thousands of men can be purified by his vibration. This potency is within every living being, provided he chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenselessly and without material motives. When a pure devotee chants offenselessly, another person will become a Vaishnava, and from him another Vaishnava will emerge. This is parampara system. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shah He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpat Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrivate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for being here this morning. This is monthly Maha morning program. Yes. So my gratitude to their lordship, Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram, Bhakshu Hanuman, Gaur Nithai, Srila Prabhupada, who have allowed me or who have given me this precious Sangha, Mahasangha. And my also deep gratitude to the management here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, Mother Vishakha, Neelmada Prabhu, Kanaya Prabhu, and the other team of devotees who have welcomed me here and given me this opportunity to share something on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, this verse is describing Lord Chaitanya's travel through Jharikhanda. And before I speak something, I would also like to seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees and especially the senior devotees present here. So the Lord is passing through Jharikhanda forest, but there are villages on the way. And the Lord, he rested during his journey at some of the villages, or he just passed through some other villages. But he invoked ecstatic love for Krishna, you know, wherever he passed through, whomever he interacted with. That is being described over here. And not just that, a person who received the ecstatic love from him, that person went to some other village or his own village, and that person continued chanting the holy name, and others received the same ecstatic love. So, tar mukhe an shune, tar mukhe an. So, like the parampara, the whole parampara is being discussed over here. Then, so one thing. Here we have a beautiful painting of the Panchatattvas with their hands upraised. What is the message that Gaurnitai are giving? What is their message when they are raising their hands? Okay, wait a minute. Yes, Prabhu? Okay, they have with their hands raised. What's the message they are giving us? What's their... Oh, they are spreading Krishna consciousness. Okay, fine, good. Yes. Okay, surrender to Krishna. They are, with their hands upraised, they are giving a message that we should surrender to Krishna. That is good. Something else. With their hands upraised, what message they are giving? Yes, Mother Kalindi? Yes. Receiving the mercy. Okay, they are giving the message that how we should receive the mercy. The process to receive the mercy. Okay, we surrender to Krishna and we receive His mercy. Okay, yes, sorry. Hare Krishna, yes Prabhu. Glorification? Okay, glorify the Lord with their hands of praise. Okay, fine, that's good also. Glorification, yes Shyamari Prabhu. Dependence, surrender also includes dependence, that is good, yes. Everyone is welcome. They are welcoming everyone. That's very good. Like in Sankirtan, we go out and we welcome everyone. So, yeah, they are welcoming everyone, inviting everyone with their hands raised. Okay, that is very good. Yes, Prabhu? Okay, in ecstasy they have raised their hands. In ecstasy they have raised their hands. That's good. Yes, okay, yes. A sign of happiness, yes, good. So we got many good answers over here. Vrindavan Das Thakur also gives us a very beautiful insight into that there is another message that their lordships are giving us by raising their hands up. This is like you all shared that they're inviting us, they are showing us the way to surrender to the Lord. Also indicates their ecstasy in Krishna consciousness. He says, Bahutuli jagatere bale gauradham anandak hai sabhe blah Krishna naam. So they are also saying, Bahutuli jagatere means with their hands upraised, the verse says, with their hands upraised, Lord Gauranga, Lord Nityananda, they are giving one important lesson. They are asking all of us to surrender to Krishna, that as you all said, but also they are giving a message that do not criticize or blaspheme anyone. Anindakhai means raise your consciousness above the filthy waters of fault finding and criticism. Right? So that is considered like a filth. So hands raised means raise your consciousness above the criticism, fault finding and blaspheming. So, and in that way, the surrender will be very fruitful. So this is very insightful. So, in today's verse that we just discussed, there are two important aspects being highlighted by Prabhupada. One thing is the parampara, how everyone became Vaishnava in a parampara. And the second thing is we should chant the holy names in offenseless state of mind, free from offenses. So these are the two things. So and the of all the offenses, the first and the foremost, which is a major stumbling block, is to blaspheme or criticize the devotees, the first one. So we will just discuss these two aspects in today's session. One thing is surrendering to Krishna, which Gaur Nitya is teaching through the hands raised. Other thing is raising our consciousness above the faults, above seeing the faults or finding the faults in this world. So we'll touch upon these two aspects. Okay, so one thing is they are teaching us is surrender, right? With their hands raised. How do we surrender? What's the practical means of surrendering?
Loudly.
Okay, by following four regulative principles, we are surrendering. That is good. And chanting the 16 rounds, that's good. That's good. Yes. Putting Krishna's needs above our own. Okay, very good. How else do we surrender to Krishna? Okay, we understand we are part and parcel of Krishna. Okay, that's the first step in surrender. Good. Yes, Prabhu? We are helpless without Krishna. This inherent feeling that we are helpless without Krishna. Fine, good. Yes, Nitai Prabhu? Oh yes, we have to select or do what is favorable and avoid that is unfavorable. Anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam. That is good. Yes, Prabhu? Following, how do we surrender? By following his will, by following his will, by surrendering to the will. That's good. Yes, Prabhu, yeah, one or two more we can. Yes, very good, very good. So actually even the four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds is also following spiritual master instruction. But yes, but often Prabhupada would emphasize that surrendering to Krishna means surrendering to the will of spiritual master. Surrendering to the will of spiritual master. And this, of course, our initiation vows, how we are striving to follow initiation vows, that is also our surrender. So it's a journey. Surrender is not one-time activity. Actually, sometimes people may feel, okay, now that I have taken initiation, I am a surrendered soul. No, but actually it's a journey. Surrender is a journey. We can progress in our surrender. Okay, so we surrender to Krishna through by surrendering to spiritual master or by surrendering to the disciplic succession. The disciplic succession. So from Krishna, there is an unbroken chain of disciplic succession and we exhibit our surrender through surrendering to the Guru Parampara. So that's important point. So we will discuss something in relation to that. So there is a pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Vallabha Bhatta, he comes to Lord Chaitanya and he says, I have written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam in which I have refuted Sridhar Swami. Now Sridhar Swami is the original commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. So he says, I have refuted the explanation of Sridhar Swami and I have written my commentary, which is kind of superior to Sridhar Swami. And Lord Chaitanya simply he replied, he smiled actually, and he said, one who does not accept a Swami, Swami also means master or husband, both, Swami. So, Swami is our master or husband. One who does not accept a Swami, I consider that person to be a prostitute. That was Lord Chaitanya's reply. So it was quite a strong reply on part of Lord Chaitanya. But yes, herein Lord Chaitanya emphasized chastity to our Guru Parampara. And then he explained that how, if one doesn't accept, if one is not loyal, one is not faithful, one is not surrendered to the Guru Parampara, one actually loses all strength. One actually becomes like useless. Example is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya himself is the trunk of the tree. He is the trunk of the tree, and all his devotees are like the branches. That if someone is not connected with the parampara, that's like a branch which breaks off from the tree. And what happens to the branch? It just withers off. So our bhakti remains green or vibrant as long as we are receiving the nourishment from the coming from the parampara. So it is very important that we remain connected with the parampara, because all the nourishment, all the mercy, which is our which is the juice, the most vital nourishment, the juice which nourishes our spiritual life, is coming through that trunk of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the parampara. Okay, so now so it's important, this point is very important. Prabhupada has emphasized several times that we should remain loyal and chaste to our parampara. And one aspect of that is, though we respect all different saints and sadhus, we should hear in our parampara. So I remember that one person, he said, Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki Jai. So, one devotee, he was sharing with me, he said, I hear this particular Baba. Now, there are so many talks online, so many spiritual kathas, discourses online. So he said, I hear this particular Baba, he speaks really so good. But sometimes maybe a little bit impersonalism he speaks in between. Otherwise very good. So I said, okay, I just want to share one story with you. Wherein, this is from again Chaitanya Charitamrita. Wherein there is a devotee of Lord Chaitanya called Bhagwan Acharya. And his brother studied in Varanasi, completed his PhD, and he came to Jagannath Puri, and Bhagwan Acharya was inviting all the other Vaishnavas to come and hear from him. And he actually was, he had studied all Sharirik Bhashya, the impersonalist explanation of Vedanta Sutra. So when he was inviting, he also invited Swarup Damodar Goswami. Please come and hear my... He was actually the younger brother of Bhagwan Acharya. His name was Gopal. My younger brother has done PhD in Vedanta Sutra from Varanasi, the highest seat of learning that point of time. We should all hear from his thesis, He wants to make a presentation to all the, devotees of Lord Chaitanya, to the esteemed assembly. So please come. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, Buddhi Bhrasht Haila Tomar, your intelligence has been spoiled. So, Tumara Buddhi Bhrasht Ho Gaya Hai. So, in Hindi, so your intelligence has been ruined, spoiled by the association of your younger brother. And you are very excited to hear Mayavad philosophy, he said. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami said something very insightful. He said, Prakrta kari yamane Vishnu kalevar, Vishnu ninda ara nahi ihara upar. One who considers the form of the Lord to be material, there is no greater blasphemy than this. It is the highest blasphemy, and you want us to hear the highest blasphemy of the Lord? It is simply so intolerable. It's intolerable. Now at times, if you read Prabhupada Lilamrit, there would be some pandal programs and various saints would be invited to be on the, you know, high seat. And Prabhupada sometimes would, you know, become very angry, or sometimes he would interrupt the talks of others and start kirtan in between. There are several such incidents. And his organizer would think, all the other saints are quite peaceful. Swamiji is, you know, becoming angry. He has become agitated. So maybe he is not, you know, such a peaceful saint or having equanimity of mind. His spiritual caliber may not be like this other saints. But actually, it's said that one who has love for the Lord, that person cannot tolerate this highest blasphemy. There is no greater blasphemy than to call the form of the Lord to be material. So therefore, Prabhupada would become intolerably angry. And that was actually the sign of his love. While the other verse, peaceful, their so-called peace is not actually the sign of spiritual advancement. But Prabhupada, who carried deep love, could not tolerate the Lord being blasphemed in this way. And most of the people would not be able to understand. Many of his disciples would not be able to understand. And now Prabhupada actually has criticized Mayavadis more than the sinful people and atheist people in his books. Right? One thing is people are sinful, they are atheist, but Mayavadis are criticized more, who are considered very saintly and were given a high seat. And Prabhupada criticized them more. Some of his disciples thought, maybe Prabhupada, you know, from India looks like some family feud, you know, some generations back. So Prabhupada has picked up some family feud, and wherever he gets the opportunity, he criticizes these Mayavadis. But actually that is not the case. Because this philosophy is so dangerous. Swarupa Damodara Goswami further tells Gopal, he says, even a person who is Mahabhagavat, that means who has achieved the status of prema, Mahabhagavataye Krishna Pranadhanayar Maya Vashravane Chitta Vashya Firetar. Even a Mahabhagavat hears this Mayavad philosophy, his mind will change for sure. There will be a transformation in his bhava. Avashya Firetar is not saying may change. Swarupa Damodara Goswami, who understand the Siddhanta, right? So Swarupa Damodara Goswami, there is no one among the associates of Lord who understands the Bhakti Siddhanta as good as Swarupa Damodara Goswami. So it's mentioned that anyone who would want to say something, you know, recite something before Lord Chaitanya, it has to pass the test of Swarupa Damodara Goswami. First it will be shown to him whether it is appropriately composed or not. So Swarupa Damodara Goswami is saying, even a Mahabhagavat, if that person hears Mayavad, that person's, for sure, his mentality will undergo a change. He will not be the same person, like same surrender to the Krishna. So in very, very strong words, this warning is given. So therefore, at many times devotees, you know, in their, I would say, innocence or curiosity, they go and hear here and there. And that could be so detrimental. I have seen several devotees who have been poisoned by Mayavad or blasphemy or criticism. They somehow hear it out of curiosity here and there, thinking there's this very nice talk here and there, but it could actually be a poison. And Sanatana Goswami exactly used this word. He says, O Vaishnav Mukhodgirnam Putam Hari Kathamritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpochishthapaya Yatha. Said, just like, now Harikatha is like the milk. And if those who are Mayavadis or non-devotees, their recitation, they contaminate the milk with poison. And someone may say, okay, you know, just few drops of poison, but mainly it is milk, all the calcium, protein, everything is there. Never mind few drops of poison. Right? That is actually foolishness. It will, more than the nourishment of the calcium and vitamins and proteins, that milk is going to destroy us. So one has to be very careful. This is actually what we are talking, surrender to parampara or loyalty to parampara. We respect all saints, but we should hear from those who are in the parampara, those in our parampara, Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara. And then that will be very safe path to spiritual progress. So that is one thing. Secondly, the strength comes by surrender, when we surrender to parampara. That's where we get our spiritual strength. So first of all, we remain safe. We discuss about the safety. By being loyal to parampara, we are on the safe path. Not just safe, but we can get great strength by surrendering to Guru Parampara. And London Yatra is a proof of that. The whole London Yatra has been started by three Grihastha disciples of Prabhupada. We all know them. And before that, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had sent his sannyasi disciples. Now just imagine, these Grihastha disciples of Prabhupada had no previous training, like previous spiritual background or something. They're just quite new to Krishna consciousness. They don't know how to recite verses, quote scriptures, etc., etc. While there were sannyasis who came before them, and they were very well trained, but they could not really, you know, do anything substantial to start Krishna consciousness in London. But Prabhupada, three untrained Grihastha disciples, they started the whole London Yatra. What were their strength? The surrender was their strength. Because they were surrendered to the instruction of Prabhupada, and their surrender were really deep. They got the strength to do what even the sannyasis could not accomplish. The three Grihasthas, untrained Grihastha disciples, accomplished what the sannyasis could not accomplish. And that is that's actually the power of surrender to the parampara. So when we are actually surrendered, we can get a lot of strength. And Prabhupada gives very beautiful purport, another place in Chaitanya Charitamrita, highlighting that how empowerment comes by surrendering to the disciplic succession. So now Lord Chaitanya is telling Nityananda, today is the Snan Yatra, after Snan Yatra there is a Rath Yatra celebration, we know that takes place. So Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda, my dear Nityananda, you should not come every year to Jagannath Puri. You should be in Bengal and preach over there. Now, devotees would come, it would take 20 days for them to come, and then would stay for 4 months, another 15-20 days to go back. So practically 6 months project, Jagannath Puri Yatra. So Lord is saying, I have interested preaching to you in Bengal, and if you come every year, 6 months the preaching is broken. Just imagine, you start a preaching program and then there is no follow-up, no program for 6 months, and you have to revive again from the scratch. So the Lord said, you know, how will the preaching program sustain if you come to Jagannath Puri every year? So you should not come to Jagannath Puri, you stay there and preach. And then he says, my dear Nityananda, you have to do what I can't do. You have to do what I can't do. I cannot preach to all these, you know, Jagai and Madhais. You have to take charge of preaching to them. So, Amara Dushkar Kam Toma Haite Hai. What I can't do, that you can do. This is Lord Chaitanya is telling to Nityananda. And Prabhupada gives such a brilliant purport. It's like a gem, like a purport, shining like Kohinoor diamond. Prabhupada writes, Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. In this age of Kali, practically 100% of the population is fallen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly delivered many fallen souls, but his disciples mainly come from the upper classes, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Arup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. They were quite elite in the society, socially, in a quite elite position. So Prabhupada continues, however, it was Srila Nityanand Prabhu who delivered persons like Jagai and Madhai. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Amara Dushkar Karma Toma Haite Hai, that I cannot deliver them, or I cannot do what you can do. So Prabhupada elaborates, he said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry at Jagai Madhai when they hit Nityananda Prabhu, that he would have immediately killed them. He actually invoked the Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityanand Prabhu was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to the transcendental position. To Jagai and Madhai. Thus, what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nityanand Prabhu. So Lord wanted to kill them, but Lord Nityananda not just saved them, but elevated them to the transcendental position. So much so that with their self same body, they were actually dancing with Gaur Nithai. Their body was, you know, touching and rubbing against the transcendental forms of Gaur Nithai. Can you imagine? Said, no demon has ever received such a favor. We hear demons were liberated by Krishna, but they were actually killed. We did not see them. They were liberated, they had to change the body. That body was killed by the Lord, including the Putna. It was cut into pieces. But in the self-same body, they were given such a position that they were dancing while their bodies rubbed against Gaur Nithai hundreds of times in Sankirtan. That is the transcendental position given by the mercy of Nityananda. So, now Prabhupada continues the purport. He says, similarly, if one is true to Gaur Nithai's service in disciplic succession, we're talking of parampara, he can even excel Nityanand Prabhu's service. So, if one is true to Gaur Nithai's service in the parampara, that person can even excel Nityanand Prabhu's service. That is the process of disciplic succession. Nityanand Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai, but a servant of Nityanand Prabhu, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagai and Madhais. this is Prabhupada's writing. And Prabhupada is that servant we know of Nityanand Prabhu, who by the grace of Nityanand Prabhu delivered thousands of Jagai and Madhais. This is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. And Prabhupada continues, such a profound purport. By the grace of Vishnu, a Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu. Can you imagine? Right? This is how much the empowerment can be. That the Guru Parampara, they can empower somebody to outdo. Actually, in this world also, it said, who is a successful leader actually? Many leaders in this world are very insecure. They are not able to empower someone. They feel that they will become irrelevant. They are not able to empower. But actually, a quality of a great leader is one who can take pleasure in seeing his next successor outdo himself. That the somebody who can even outdo, do better than himself, the next leader, that is the success of a leader who is not actually insecure. So we see Lord is not an insecure leader. Prabhupada is not an insecure leader. Prabhupada writes, I hope, in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, he says, so by the relation of Dhruva Maharaj, his mother was also going back to Godhead because she was related. And Prabhupada said, I hope one of my disciples will become so advanced in Krishna consciousness that by his power of his bhakti, I will go back to Godhead. Prabhupada writes that. So Prabhupada was not an insecure leader. He really empowered his disciples. And we can see that also. Now, you know, this is such an amazing thing that a person who is empowered by somebody can even outdo the person who has empowered him. Just imagine. Right? So by the grace of Nityanand Prabhu, his servant can even do better service than... But they don't think a greater service basically. So we see that Prabhupada expanded the preaching like anything. And Prabhupada initiated around 6,000-7,000 disciples in ISKCON, approximately. And Prabhupada's servant, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami, has already initiated more than 60,000-70,000 disciples. This is the empowerment of parampara. Right? We can see the example of the empowerment. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he opened just around Delhi 18 big temples. Just around Delhi only. Delhi and around. NCR region we call North Capital region. By the empowerment of Prabhupada. I was in Poland just before coming here. In Poland I saw, there was several people who were very cordial to me. You were quite helpful. To give an example, when I was at Wrocław Airport, I had a bag and I was trying to get the bag off the belt. It was a little heavy bag. And I have another small bag in my other hand, and with one hand I was trying to get off the belt. And I had to a little bit struggle. One Polish person came, he saw I'm struggling, he said, wait, wait. And he lifted the bag and put it in my trolley. And I noticed several incidents where many of the Polish people, they were quite friendly. And I was thinking, how is that? You know, I'm not experienced usually in my travels, people so cordial and friendly. Then I was thinking, this is because Indradyumna Swami Maharaj had extensively preached. Right? By his extensive preaching, these Polish people are so friendly to Hare Krishna devotees. even the air hostess, you know, and she actually was taking special care. She was asking, do you need something? I can get you some hot tea. You know, I said, I don't want any food. Can I get you some fruits? I was amazed, you know, the way she was friendly. There were several incidents I noticed. So, you know, Maharaj has preached so extensively in so many corners, spreading the holy name. In such remote corners of the world. So amazing. So we can see this empowerment of parampara coming. Empowerment of parampara, or as Prabhupada describes, by the grace of Vishnu, a Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu, or even greater service. So this is the parampara that that is being talked of in this particular verse. That how we are loyal to parampara, and if we are surrendered to parampara, we can actually be greatly empowered to do things which we may ourselves be surprised, which may be beyond our capacity. So the strength comes from parampara. Now, one important caution. While many Prabhupada disciples have been empowered to do such great things, there were other disciples, when they were empowered by parampara, they thought they are even greater than their guru. There were several such case studies within ISKCON, where the disciples thought, oh wow, their vision is even better than Prabhupada. And they started deviating from what Prabhupada has given. And then they became asar. The branch which is withers away, the branch that falls away. So we should remember that our strength is the mercy coming from the Guru Parampara. And we should always remain loyal. This book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is such a brilliant proof of that. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Vrindavan Das Thakur is the original author of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kahe Veda Vyas Chaitanya Lila Rubhyas Vrindavan Das. He says, original author, not just imagine. And he says, I am only chewing his remnants. Whatever he left for me, I am just, you know, complimenting few things he left for me. But original author is his. His book is the original book. Now can you imagine any author have you seen who says, my book is not the original. Some other author's book is the original. You will not find any author saying that. Right? So he glorifies. And just imagine, and he begs his blessings again and again, Vrindavan Das Thakur, in this book. Several times, not just for the sake of formality, but actually from within the heart, he prays for his mercy, blessings, and say he's the original author, gives all credit to him. And by that, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the Vaishnavas agreed, is even transcendently superior, having higher rasas and having higher mellows than even Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this book is even more appreciated by all the Vaishnava Acharyas than Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Though we will not draw any material comparisons, but yes, this book has come out even more brilliant. Why? How come he is again and again begging the blessings of Vrindavan Das Thakur? And by his mercy, he could write something even to outdo, that was not his feeling, he didn't want to do it, but that was his grace, that he could even outdo the original author. And all the Vaishnava Acharyas appreciate Chaitanya Charitamrita even more than Chaitanya Bhagavat. So you see the empowerment coming from the parampara. That is also the proof of that. Sisi is also the proof of that. So therefore, this particular subject is very important to our spiritual life. And the second aspect, so their lordships, Gaur Nithai, are teaching us how to surrender, and we surrender to the Lord by surrendering to the Guru Parampara and by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so the second point being emphasized by Prabhupada in the purport is that we should chant the holy name. That's the most important form of surrender, chanting the Lord's name. And we should try to chant without offenses. And as discussed, that the first and the foremost offense is to actually blaspheme or criticize the devotees. So if we can avoid that, then we can really progress very smoothly in our surrender, very smoothly and very swiftly in our surrender. The easiest way to avoid this first and the foremost offense, and eventually all other offenses, is to always have a disposition that how can I serve and please the devotees? How can I serve and please the devotees? So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, one who sees the fault in devotees, it is the fault of that person's vision. So therefore, whenever we see a fault, we should first understand it is the fault of my vision. One who sees the fault, that is his or her fault. There was one person who looked at the neighbor's flat and he started saying, oh wow, so dirty, they never clean their flat. He started kind of criticizing, finding fault. Then his servant, he said, wait, give me your specs. And then he cleansed the specs. And he said, now you look. Oh, it is quite clear. It's not actually dirty, right? So his specs were dirty and he thought the neighbor's home is dirty, the neighbor's flat is dirty, but actually the specs were dirty. So therefore, so this illustrates the principle. When we see a fault, it is our fault. It's our fault. We should look for that. Probably, of course, in a constructive way, we may see the fault and correct. That's a separate story. But in general, when we see the faults, we should consider that to be fault of our own vision. Because we see the world not as it is, but we see the world as we are. That's another point. Therefore, we have to give up this mentality, and it's easy to or to criticize, blaspheme. This is easy to give up when we, instead of seeing the fault, we appreciate and serve the devotees. We make a positive habit of appreciating the devotees and to positively serve and please them. So this is exemplified. This is exemplified by a great devotee of the Lord, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, who had this mood of serving and pleasing the devotees. So very briefly, I narrate this story and then we will conclude with that. So, Lord Chaitanya in his travels, he came to a place called Kavur where he met Ramanand Rai. And Ramanand Rai says, my Lord, you have come here to give me your association. Please stay with me for 10 days. Lord said, why 10 days? We should stay together for lifetime. You should resign and come to Jagannath Puri. So Lord asked him, okay, so that now the Lord is asking, so it's not an easy decision to suddenly resign and all that, but he agreed. So after settling few things, Maharaj Ramanand Rai, he was preparing to come to Jagannath Puri. In the meantime, Lord Chaitanya had returned back. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he requests an interview with Lord Chaitanya. through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Can I get one personal audience with Lord? And the Lord refused that straightforward, in a very straightforward way. Outrightly, he just refused. I am not going to meet the king. He's a pound and shilling man. So society, it was kind of unacceptable in the society. And he refused. And in the meantime, this has taken place and the king is dejected. And here comes Ramanand Rai and says, my dear king, I want to resign because Lord Chaitanya has called me to be with him all the time and assist him and serve him. Just imagine, king is not getting a single audience and his employee, his subordinate, is getting upfront invite to be with the Lord throughout life, the whole life. And this could actually be, the king could be become easily very envious and all that. Now, he did not become envious, first of all. That's quite amazing. He got up when he heard and he embraced Ramanand Rai. He said, oh, you are so fortunate. You are able to serve the Lord. I am not able to serve, but you are able to serve the Lord. Actually, this is how we should see that when some other devotees do greater services than us, but they are serving Guru and Krishna. Right? So we should feel happy that the beneficiaries are their lordships, the beneficiaries are Guru Parampara, we should feel happy. It's that envy is indirect appreciation. We can overcome that by directly appreciating rather than becoming envious. So therefore we should understand that the beneficiary of the any devotee's service is their lordships, and therefore we should take joy and directly appreciate rather than becoming envious. So the king appreciated, oh, you are able to serve. I'm not able to, but you are able to serve. Please go ahead. I accept your resignation. Not just that. He says, I will give you double the pension. Now, it was untimely retirement. He did not deserve any pension. But I give you not to speak of no pension, double the pension. That means your full salary continues as your pension. So the king said, your salary will continue. Why? Because you have a big family to maintain. So therefore, you should not have any worries, you know, financial difficulties. Therefore, I continue your full salary, other pension, without any worries. Just go and serve Lord Chaitanya. And His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj was narrating this pastime. And he said, King Pratap Rudra gave a perfect devotee care package to Ramanand Rai. You have a big family to maintain. I will support your service, basically. So one of the main focus or one of the main goals of Devotee Care Initiative is to support other devotees' service to Krishna. They may go on serving the Lord. Right? It's creating support system. So the king not just appreciated, but he gave a very practical, tangible support. Right? Your salary continues so that the family is supported. Without your worries, you serve Lord Chaitanya. And Ramanand Rai comes and narrates this to Lord Chaitanya. He said, my Lord, I went and resigned, submitted my resignation letter. The king became so happy to understand that I'm going to serve you. Not just that, he has given me full salary without job, without work. And the Lord, when he heard that, he said, Prabhu kahe tumi Krishna bhakta pradhan, tuma keye priti kare sei bhagyavan. Lord said, because you are such a great devotee, one who has shown affection to you, that person is very fortunate. Krishna will surely accept that person. Now, who is Krishna? Lord Chaitanya himself. And Prabhupada writes, now Lord Chaitanya has accepted his request. He had rejected the request previously. Now, when he heard that he has served my devotee, now he has accepted the request. He already granted it. Not only just he granted it. When Rath Yatra was taking place, the Lord was dancing in front of Jagannath. He had five circles of protection so that no one could come. You know, you have seen the crowd in Jagannath Puri. And everyone would want to come to touch Lord Chaitanya. There were five circles of protection around Lord. I just imagine. So that no one could come in. Like five circles of firewalls. Nityanand Prabhu was the first circle. Now, Nityanand Prabhu is Mahabali, you know, Balaram. Who could break that circle? And the first circle is also invincible. And then other devotees, second, third, fourth. Maharaj Pratap Rudra was in the fifth circle. And And any time Lord Chaitanya would swoon in ecstasy and fall, Nityananda Prabhu would always hold him. No one else, Nityananda Prabhu alone was sufficient. Right? He would not allow Lord Chaitanya to go outside or fall anywhere else, he would hold him. But on this particular Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya swooned in ecstasy and Nityananda Prabhu became inattentive by his desire. And he fell with such force that he broke all the circle, went directly to the fifth circle and fell in front of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And Maharaj, so that Maharaj Pratap Rudra can touch him and hold him. And Vaishnava, you know, Prabhupada another explains, Sarvam Bhattacharya explains, earlier Lord Chaitanya rejected his plea, but now not just he accepted it, he rushed towards him. He became eager to give mercy to the king. He is breaking all the circles of protection and he is now going to the king to show his mercy. So a person who serves the Lord's devotees, the Lord's mercy rushes toward that person. We don't even have to ask it, ask for it. So therefore, this is actually the whole, I have been traveling extensively to facilitate devotee care training. This is one of the most important aspects, that at times we may be concerned just with my service to Krishna, my sadhana and so on and so forth. But when we, you know, are concerned and support the other devotee's service, just like Maharaj Pratap Rudra supported the service of Ramananda Rai, then the Lord becomes so pleased that his mercy rushes towards that particular person and we automatically become the recipient of the Lord's mercy coming through the parampara. So this is the second aspect, that how we can actually advance in our surrender by not finding fault or not criticizing, but actually positively serving and positively serving the devotees of the Lord and positively supporting them. And that is the mood of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll just conclude with this very sweet pastime of Prabhupada. Once Prabhupada was talking that there are first class devotees, second class, third class, like describing the Varnashrama, and one person from the audience challenged, Swamiji, which class you belong to? What did Prabhupada say? I am the fifth class, Prabhupada said, the servant of all. So Prabhupada had that sweet mood of a servant of all. So, and in that mood, when we serve the devotees, we can actually overcome all the offenses and progress in chanting the holy name, progress in our surrender to the lotus feet of Shri Radha Gokulananda, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. If there is some comment, some concern, some question, yes. Remind me your name, Prabhu, it slipped out of my mind. Prayojan Prabhu, yes, Prayojan Prabhu. Prayojan Prabhu actually the servant of the servant. I heard Prayojan Prabhu's glories from devotees. Hare Krishna.
Actually, it's in Sri Isha Upanishad, is to be satisfied with your quota. To be satisfied with your quota and not want more.
Okay, to be satisfied with your own quota, yes.
Yeah. That's the point I raise. You know, whatever's coming, it's the will of the Lord.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And you're being saved, even when you don't want to be.
Okay, so we be satisfied with our quota that comes.
Yeah.
So this is in relation to which point?
Well, for me, I wanted a hip replacement, but they said, no, not yet.
Sorry?
I wanted to realize a hip replacement.